This is the Business English Podcast, episode 247. This episode will help you punctuate correctly, period. Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing great, Michelle. How's everything going for you? What's going on?
Yeah, everything is good. Everything is good. Lindsay, are you confident when it comes to punctuation?
Well, these days, sometimes I use Grammarly, which helps my confidence. I would say, I mean, for the most part, I am, because I can see Grammarly helping me out a little bit and then learn from that, right? Hopefully.
That's good.
Yeah. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I think we've all talked about, I think once on the show I shared that in fourth grade, the teacher told me I was comma happy. In the past, I had some trouble with commas, but I've gotten better. But, you know, they're tricky. Commas are tricky little ones.
Yeah, it also kind of, with commas, sometimes it depends on your style, you know?
Yeah.
There are some sentences where someone would enter a comma more frequently and other people wouldn't. It just depends on your writing style. So there's a little bit more
the
gray
Oxford
area.
Comma.
Certainly the Oxford comma for sure is one of them. But even in other areas of sentences, I think there's some discrepancies for sure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, today we are not talking about commas, but we are talking about periods, dots, and points. Oh my.
Okay. Like lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Yes. Yes. Guys, this comes to us because of a listener question, a really great specific question that I love. This is really important for the business world because you might be using these in a meeting, writing a report, whatever it may be. So we're going to talk about it more in just a second. But if you haven't already, go on back to episode 240 of the Business English Podcast. That is how to be fiercely competitive about your English. So listen up for that one.
Yay. And today, Michelle, we have a listener question. Love the questions. Send us your questions, guys. We love getting your questions on the show.
Yes. Right? Yes, for sure.
Shall I read Velcon's question?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. This is from Velcon Belmont. Hello, girls. I really love your podcast and I've been telling everybody about you.
Aww.
Thank you, Velcon. We appreciate that so much. Word of mouth is the best way to keep All Ears English strong and growing.
That's right.
I have a question. What's the difference in uses of the words period, dot, and point? Thanks a lot. Good one.
Yes. Very good question. So let's get into it, Lindsay. Do these all mean the same thing?
Well, I don't know, Michelle. I'm going to have to think about this as we go along today, but I feel like we can flesh this out for sure. For sure.
But they look the same. They all look the same. So we are referring to the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. But we use it in different ways. So we have a lot of nuances. Yeah. So let's start with period.
All right. Here
we go. So period.
Guys, so this is what we use at the end of a sentence, only the end of a sentence, right? It also shows that something is definitive. Like we could say, period. This is the final decision, period. Right.
Right? Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So you could say, if you're talking about the actual punctuation mark, Lindsay, what could you say? What's an example?
So we might say, hey, let's put a period at the end of this sentence. It's the end of an idea. Okay. That's why I'm correcting your writing or something. Okay.
Right. Or like you said, we have to cancel this membership, period. It's just final. Some people might say final or full stop or something like that. Stop.
Right. And that's just more of an expression, a way of showing it. And obviously, if you're writing that, you also probably would put a period.
Right.
but really, the use of that verbally is kind of fun.
Right. No. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's period. Pretty basic, guys. Let's go to dot. So dot, to me, is used mostly with letters and websites. So something like cross your T's and dot your I's. For example, that's a J. I couldn't tell without the dot.
And what you're talking about is the little,
It's the point. Little round point the little
dot. Yeah.
At the top of the squiggly J, right? Yes, yes. Okay. So cross your T's and dot your I's. That's an expression, Michelle.
Yeah.
Tell us what that means.
Well, I actually think that we've done this on the All Ears English podcast before, but maybe we'll do an update. Basically, it's double check to make sure everything is correct.
Yeah. And that's it's a common idiom term. So guys, add that to your repertoire of what maybe we'll go back to that another day. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then certainly when we're talking about URLs, addresses, you hear us announce different addresses here on this web addresses on this show, right? For example, Michelle, what would it be?
Go to allearsenglish.com to hear more. Lindsay, would it be weird if I said go to allearsenglish.com?
Yes, it would be very weird. Because again, period implies the end of something, and I'm right in the middle of that URL, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Springtime is here, and it's a great time right now to assess your learning habits to see what you could add to your daily habits to learn even faster and to make sure your English is ready for career success this spring, summer, and fall. The number one key for any study tool is that it must be convenient. So we recommend Rosetta Stone. It has desktop and app options with an audio companion and the ability to download lessons offline, so you can integrate it right into your daily study routine. When it comes to learning English, we believe that immersion works. That's why we like the fact that there are no English translations in Rosetta Stone. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. So when you need to use English at work or in your daily life, you will be 100% ready. Strengthen your career for your next job interview, your next business meeting in English, or even your next presentation by adding Rosetta Stone to your daily study plan. For a limited time, Business English listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Just visit rosettastone.com/AEE. Again, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Lifetime access. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today. Okay, now moving on, we've done period, we've done dot, let's do point.
Point. All right. When I hear point, I think of math mostly. I think of decimal points. So good for accountants, if we have any accountants listening. It could be good for you or just anybody who needs to share a number. So Lindsay, what's an example?
Yeah, so you could say there was a 0.37% decrease in our sales this past month, a tiny little decrease, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's not 37%, obviously, thank goodness, right? It's less than 1%. So it's a 0.37% decrease. All right.
Right. Okay. Or you could also say, okay, enter in this number, 3.671. So maybe someone has a calculator and you need to tell them to add, telling them to add a bunch of numbers together. Actually, this just makes me think of it's an interestingly timed episode because over the weekend, we were walking around Manhattan and my son, we were in a store actually down by Astor Place. My son saw a calculator in a store and the calculator was $21. And he said, I want to have that calculator. I want that. He was so excited. And I said, I am not. Lindsay, would you spend $21 on a calculator?
That's a lot. It better be a very fancy calculator. And I better really need a fancy calculator to spend $20. I think that's crazy. But
right. So I wasn't. Are crazy so I, these days. No, I know. Well, it was in kind of a specialty store. There were some stickers on it, but it was, I mean, oh my gosh, for something he's just going to lose. So I said, oh, we'll get you won at CVS. We'll go. So then we were on a search and it was raining and we were searching everywhere for a calculator. So we were on CVS and they didn't have a calculator. Then we were, there was a Wegmans. I thought maybe they have school supplies, the no calculator. No. It was just also funny because it's a sign of the times. I'm just running and do you have a calculator? Like I don't have one on my phone. Finally, we tried the FedEx. They didn't have it. And then we found one at Staples. So I got both my kids' calculators and they were holding them up. And now he's obsessed with the calculator. So he can learn about decimal points. So I just had to share that story.
Wow. That sounds like a real New York City drama, Michelle.
Yeah. The rain. My goodness. Yes, okay. Exactly. Those are the kinds of adventures I get myself into. But so think of my kids and the calculators with the points.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so in terms of what's common here, I feel like these days I'm using .dot the most because of .com. Yeah, right. Everything is .com, but now things are .ai, .edu, all sorts, and .dot for certain countries, right? .jp right. for Japan, for example, right? We use that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But all of these could be used at work. Which is why I wanted to do this on the Business English podcast, because you, again, you're an accountant or you're just sharing numbers, you're sharing data, you're going to use that point for the numbers. If you're sharing a website, like Lindsay said, you're going to do the dot. If you are just telling, editing a piece, editing someone's report, you're going to use period. So all of these can be used in the workplace. But yeah, I do agree. I feel like .dot is probably thrown out the very most because we're always sharing websites and things like that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Shall we do a business role play here, Michelle? We are coworkers in a meeting. Yeah?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So we need to make sure we really proofread everything before it's sent out. We have to make sure we don't miss anything, all periods, commas, semicolons. It all has to be perfect.
Got it. Of course. And whoever is writing it, please stop making the dots on your J's and I's hearts. It's unprofessional, period.
Agreed.
Also, I'm 99.99999% sure the slides have been sent ahead of time.
Oh, good point.
Okay.
Cute. I like it. Okay. All right. So here I am saying, hey, we got to clean up our act here, guys, right? We need to be better about our punctuation, periods, commas, and semicolons. Everything has to be perfect. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I said, whoever is writing it, please stop making the dots on your J's and I's hearts. Okay. So Lindsay, talk to us about that.
Oh, I laughed because, I mean, this is business English. It sounds like something someone would have done in middle school, right?
Right.
Something you might do in middle school.
Sometimes people do that. You please use a heart.
Yeah, but we don't carry that into our careers, obviously.
Right. So then I said, it's unprofessional, period.
Right. And there you're using the expression, period, and you're saying there's no counter argument to what I've just said, right? And I like I like the use of that. I think that's interesting. It's unprofessional. You also mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we might say it's unprofessional, full stop. But here, for some reason, period feels right. Yeah. Period. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what did I say?
You said also I'm 99.9999. I might have just said I'm 99.9% sure the slides have to be sent ahead of time, right? How far you go depends on how much patience people have in front of
you. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then just a bonus, you said, oh, good point. So here we're not actually talking about what we're all talking about here. This is a different context of point, a different meaning.
Ooh, and I think actually we need to do a whole other episode on responding, oh, good point. Because that is used all the time in business English, Michelle.
Right. Did we already record To Your Point? Did we record that?
I think we did. I think that one's coming out somewhere around this time. But good point is a great response.
So let's do another point episode.
Yeah. This is a superpower way of affirming what someone has said, acknowledging that you're going to. Anyways, we'll go into it another day. But guys, hit the follow button on Business English so you don't miss it. All right, Michelle?
Yes. All right, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, this is important because these dots, these periods, they're everywhere. And so you want to make sure you don't mix them up, right? We're never going to say www.allearsenglish.com. No. Right? You need to know that, okay?
Exactly. Well, so we gave you some ways to delineate these. How are they different? How are they similar? But we really put them in their separate bins and you're good to go. So go on off and use them. And yeah, period.
And special thank you to, was it Velcon who asked this question? Thank you so much, guys. We love your questions. You can send your great questions over to lindsay@allearsenglish.com, spelled with an A-Y. And we can't wait to get your questions, guys. Good stuff. All right, Michelle.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. You too.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.